Okay, we are back. Just to say goodnight, that was Ultra Martian out of Tasmania. And thank you for listening to Sex, Drugs, and Basketball. This has been our show from Brooklyn, New York. And thank you to everyone who texted in. Have a nice night, and we'll be back next week from Portland, Oregon.
Pete, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so this is my interview with Tate from the Gambler 500. Tate, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, my name is Tate Morgan. I am the founder of the Gambler 500, which is an off-road navigational challenge we started about 13, 14 years ago, and also the creator of the Sons of Smokey, which is a federal 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to removing trash from public land.
Awesome. And you were introduced to me by Dylan Slaughter, who listeners to the show will know who Dylan is. He might even be on this show that we're playing this interview with. But
yeah.
Dylan's
a legend.
Yeah, he went to this Gambler 500 event and has been talking about it ever since. So I guess try to explain it to someone who's never heard of what is the Gambler 500.
So where it started and where it ended up are like completely different things. And I think Dylan is really kind of the perfect example of where it ended up. And it's like He's a little bit of an enigma. And he's so funny and creative, but like when you get to the gambler, it's like that's almost an event tailor made for someone like him. Because the normies in the world may look at him as something strange, but when he's at the gambler, it's the most normal thing in the world. 13, 14 years ago, we were, I was a young parent at the time. My kids are pretty grown now, they're 16, 17, but, we had just, lost our house over in Central Oregon and, had to move back here. We had one kid and one kid on the way. And so we were young parents, and not much discretionary income. And a couple years went by and we were like, hey, we want to go do something fun. Just me and my buddies. And we didn't have money to go racing or kind of go on these, extravagant trips by any means. And so we're like, well, hey, but we want to do something like engaging, not just go camping. We hunt and we fish and stuff. But we like, hey, well, we go buy some $500 cars and let's race them across the mountain, and in a responsible way, we're not going to break speed limits or, hurt ourselves or anybody. But, we certainly open them up when we get out, in the backcountry. And so we did that, and it was the funnest thing ever. I had a 92 Nissan NX, I believe, with the T-tops. Super slow, but we painted it like a rally car, and people got Cadillacs and minivans and anything and everything. But we didn't really modify them too much. They're mostly bone stock. We just, give them a rattle can paint job because we're just going over – gravel roads, Forest Service roads, BLM roads. And we'd camp out in the middle of nowhere, usually down off of China Hat Road outside of Bend because I lived real close to there when I was over there. And we did that for 3 years. And it was super fun. We had a group of Portlanders who probably know who the Hash House Terriers are. I don't know if, Arthur, have you ever had any experience with the Hashers?
Yeah.
It's like drinking club.
Yeah, I know who they are. I don't think I know any of them, but...
Super counterculture, neat kids. And so we were kind of like, it was this cross between, professional, white collar, blue collar, skater kids, and then Hash House Terriers who are, just they're in dresses the whole time or in drag. And like, so it was this neat combination of, and this is a small group. I mean, when you're talking about having that sort of, mix of people in a group of like 20 or 30, like that's kind of something. And we all got along. Awesome, and it created this kind of cool culture, which I think is somewhat endemic of Portland culture, and I think is why this works, because we've got, this history of, a logging, town, and there's plenty of blue collar and white collar, and then obviously everything that Portland itself is famous for, being kind of weird and shitty. But I grew up in this area. I was born in Salem, grew up in Eugene, and then Central Oregon and Portland, and so I